Page 59, measure number 24-457, City of Staten. 5-year local option tax levy for library support. Question, should City of Staten impose 40 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for library operations for 5 years beginning 2021-2022? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, the City of Staten is seeking a 5-year local option tax of 40 cents per $1,000 of assessed value beginning fiscal year 2021-2022 to continue funding support of the Staten Public Library. The proposed tax will take the place of the existing 4-year local option tax for support of the parks, pool, and library, which was passed in 2016 and ends on June 30, 2021. The levy is necessary to maintain services, operations, and assist with capital improvements for the Staten Public Library. The proposed rate will raise approximately $256,149 in 2021-2022, $263,833 in 2022-2023, $271,748 in 2023-2024, $279,900 in 2024-2025, and $288,297 in 2025-2026, for a total of $1,359,927. Explanatory statement. The City of Staten is seeking a 5-year local option tax of 40 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for continued operating support of the Staten Public Library beginning in fiscal year 2021-2022. The proposed tax will take the place of the existing 4-year local option tax based or passed in 2016, which ends fiscal year 2020-2021. The levy is necessary to maintain services, operations, and assist with capital improvements for the state and public library. Lack of funding from a local option levy for the library will result in the significant reduction of operations, services, and programs. With no further funding, additional library services will be eliminated. Due to property tax limitations imposed by statewide Measure 47 and 50 in the mid-90s, the city cannot increase its established permanent tax rate, even if supported by a majority of citizens. Accordingly, the city must rely on voted local option tax levies to augment its operating budget. Staten's first local option tax for the support of the library, pool, and parks was passed by voters in November 1998. Subsequent local option tax measures were passed in May 2002, May 2004, May 2008, May 2012, and May 2016. At a tax rate of 40 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, the average homeowner would see an estimated monthly fee of $5.95. The proposed rate will raise approximately $1,359,927 over the 5 years. An allowance has been made for uncollected taxes. This information furnished by Keith D. Campbell, City Manager, City of Staten. Page 60, an argument in support. Please vote yes to support a livable Staten. Yes for the library and yes for the pool and parks. Yes to renew the levy that expires in June. We need your support on both levies to help keep Staten livable. Without the levy, the library would experience substantial reductions in hours and services, including no book budget and staff layoffs that have already occurred. This measure will continue library services and support them when they return to pre-pandemic levels. It also helps cover maintenance and repairs that are necessary to keep the facility in good condition. The library is a critical service that makes Staten a more livable community. It provides programs for children, teens, and adults, and an outreach program that visits local schools. The library presents a wonderful summer reading program that supports families reading together and ensures that children continue to learn and develop skills over the summer. In addition, the library provides computer and Wi-Fi access to those in need of technology support. During the pandemic, despite the building being closed, the library has adapted to continue to provide much-needed services to support the community. The first local option tax was passed in 1998 by Staten voters in support of the library, pool, and parks. Since then, voters have renewed the local option levy every 4 years. What a wonderful legacy and a supportive community we have in which to live and raise our children. Please let us continue to support those services we have come to love and count on. The city has shown that it uses your levy money wisely, and library serves the community well. We ask that you continue to support this wonderful city asset, your public library, and we thank you. Please keep Staten livable by supporting measures 24-457 and 24-458. This information furnished by Susan Brandt, Keep Staten Livable, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 60, another argument in support. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-457 to continue support State and Public Library. Deanne L. Abood, Jerry Abood, Pat Alderin, Michael Aus, Betty L. Batch, John Brandt, Susan Brandt, Jack Burnett, Adrian Campbell, Phil Chaffee, Kayleen Evans, Deanna Freris, Tyler Freris, Deona Frichtel, Shane Fritz, Priscilla Galeen Glidewell, Debbie Harms, Joseph Harms, Regan Hilsland, Glenn Hilton, Paige Hook, Adam Paul Inwood, Brooklyn Inwood, Rochelle Kerwin Inwood, Katie Yeager, Michael Yeager, Adam Joyce, Carol Joyce, Susan M. Kinsley, Brenda Kuchen, Catherine R. Liddle, Wendy Liddle, Richard Lewis, Darlene Manning, Mike Mannix, Molly Mannix, Corby Minich, Christopher L. Molin, Brenda Moore, Tass Morrison, Lauren Mulligan, William Patrick Mulligan, Jordan Ort, David K. Patty, Bob Pendleton, K. Pendleton, Jane B. Poison, Stephen Poison, Henry A. Porter, Pam Pugsley, Ashley Rhea, Linda Roten, Dennis Ronan, Teresa Ronan, Rhonda Shoemaker, Carrie Sessoms, Jeanette M. Shindulis, Betty A. Smith, David A. Smith, Laura Spelios, Lori Steele, Wendy Stone, Amy Sutkus, Carol O. Tabor, Kristen Taylor Rhea, James R. Templin, James Thomas, Janet Thomas, Jennifer Tiger, Gary N. Tingle, Rhonda F. Tingle, Nina Treese, Ronald Treese, David Valencia, Mary Wallace, Jerry Weiss, Sarah Welch, Michelle Wunderling, Signe Woods, Travis Woods, Frank P. Yost, Susan K. Yost. This information furnished by Susan Brandt, Keep State and Livable PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure.